there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I am in Chicago at Our World Underwater. Is anybody from Chicago here at Our World Underwater? I thought there might be a few divers up here. These Chicagoland divers, they are hardcore, I tell you. That's why we come up here in the dead of winter every time. And just hang out and talk diving for a couple days. And lo and behold, we brought a little Florida sunshine up here. The weather's not half bad here in Chicago this year. It's pretty nice. And but, you know, the people are hanging out here at the convention center. And we're getting ready to do a very special live broadcast from the show floor. And normally, I come to Chicago and we record the show because these Chicagoland divers know how to drink. And they drink like fish, and it makes it difficult to perform 2 hours straight. And but I'm going to suck it up and see what I can do today. It's been a busy week, but you know what? We'll suffer through. And you know, I got a lot of help. I got a lot of assistance from divers that have traveled to the Midwest to participate in this event and have some fun. Now, with me here in our little Scuba Radio Pavilion at Our World Underwater is my buddy, the Scuba Cowboy. How you doing there, pup?
I'm absolutely fantastic, bro. How about yourself?
I'm good, man. Good to see you again. He's been entertaining everybody here at Our World Underwater with live music, doing the new Scuba Radio song. The new Scuba Radio video was just released, and it's already getting tons of views there at YouTube and at scubaradio.com, so that's good. Man, we got to turn this stuff down just a tad. We're trying to make sure everybody here in Chicago can hear us, and maybe neighboring states, aren't we there, pup?
That's the plan. Yes. You know, from what I understand, the weatherman told me that it was actually kind of a cold spell in here until the mermaids arrived.
Exactly. Yes, we do have the Scuba Radio mermaids here on display. Does anybody have any complaint about our mermaids? Any comments, good, bad, indifferent? All right, yeah, everybody's like just staring. That's what happens. It's all good. It's our way to give back to the industry. You know, we bring these pretty girls, we dress them up in mermaid tails, and you know, when it comes to the mermaids here in Chicago this year, we're actually celebrating a very special event because we have a unique thing with two of the mermaids here in Chicago are celebrating their one-year anniversary. Now, I'm talking about Alicia and Tony. Now, we have Tiffany with us as well. She's not officially celebrating her mirth day with Alicia and Tony, but that's what it is, a one-year anniversary, or as we like to call that, their mirth day. Their Scuba Radio mirth day is today.
That's what I understand. I also understand you got a call from Webster because they'd like to add a few of your words to their dictionary.
Yes, mirth day, mermaidium, the world
that's,
of mermaidium
that's one of the favorites,
that
yeah.
We have found ourselves in. But basically, we have our mermaids here, and we have some special hazing ceremony for their mirth day that we have to get some help from the Chicagoland divers. I'm not sure what exactly we're going to do, pup, for them.
I'm not sure exactly, but I'm sure it will require some kind of alcohol consumption
in
the process.
It could. It might involve cake. I don't know. You can eat it and something. I'm not sure what we'll have to do something special.
I'm sure we'll come up with something.
And I'm sure everybody who comes
on match the level of this event.
The show today will have to give the girls their special birthday wishes in some form of acceptable behavior.
I'm not sure about the acceptable behavior part.
Well, it's
but
radio.
I'm sure they'll gladly celebrate their birthdays with them.
Let's
here
put
in
it
Chicago.
This way: it is a radio show. We can get away with a heck of a lot than we can do with video. You hear what I'm saying?
This is true.
Yes. So we have that to look forward to, and we have a ton of guests to participate in the event, because like I said, this is the place to be if you are a diver in the industry or just a diver period. You come to this place and check out all the booths and participate in our world underwater. Now we have Pat Hammer. Yeah, come on over around here, Pat, because we got a lot of stuff to talk about as far as what they're doing here at Our World Underwater. There's a lot of things that the event funds as far as charitable efforts for divers. They have a scholarship fund. They have a silent auction that's going to benefit some really cool causes that Our World Underwater gets behind, and some scholarship programs. Now, Pat Hammer is the man behind the madness here at Our World Underwater, and once again, he is with us here in Chicago. How you doing, Pat?
Yeah, I'm doing great and excited to be here.
Yes, well, as we all are.
I'm here by the mermaids.
Oh, exactly. Okay. Yeah, well, aren't we all?
And the show.
Yes, indeedy. Now, we got a lot of stuff we're giving away here, and you know, it's all for a good cause, but there's some pretty... There's some pretty major bargains that can take place for people if they come here to the show, right, Pat?
Oh, my gosh, there's unbelievable things. We have an event right here, the Explore Adventures Liverboard.
Yeah?
You can go for a week on this boat, and the ticket's only $5 to enter.
Nice.
Oh, my, it's so cool. And then for $5, you get to live on a boat for a week.
It ain't a bad deal. As a matter of fact, the giveaway for that, I believe, is good on pretty much all of their boats.
Yeah, it is. All their boats.
So you have the choice of whether you want to go to the Turks and Caicos, the Bahamas, the Maldives, whatever. You can go and experience one of these liveaboard adventures and for a $5 measly investment that goes to charity, too.
It goes to the Ralph Erickson Educational Foundation, which grants instructor-level training all over the Caribbean and the U.S.
Nice.
So the money goes to a good place.
That is good stuff. You know, hey, Pup, could it be that mic right there is up still? Maybe not. We were having some echo and feedback problems. Yeah, you know, that's what happens when you're live. You know what I'm saying? We don't normally do this live, Pat.
I know.
It's live without a net, the whole thing. I'm nervous.
It's so cool. We're finally live again, you know?
Yes, we are live as opposed to dead. I don't know. But yeah, you know, Our World Underwater is a huge event every year. This is the place to be for divers. And, you know, we have the raffles we're giving away. But that's just one of many things that you could win just by coming to the show. Right?
A lot of the booths are giving things away. A lot of booths have contests going on, so people can come here and probably get a year's worth of traveling for about $10.
Yes, exactly. That is the truth. Yeah. And you know, it's well worth the cover charge to get into the event here and hang out with your divers. And then the big film festival tonight, right?
Oh, that thing's going to be awesome. I'm expecting about 1,200 people there.
Nice.
It's the longest one we've ever had. It's going to be 2.5 hours. We have so much to do there tonight and so much footage. It's awesome. I was watching some of it today.
Yeah.
Oh, is it cool?
Yeah,
it's really neat.
Well, like from who? I mean, who are we talking from? What film guys? Just some big underwater film folks?
Well, there's people from all over. Some of the people, you know, like the Stairs, they won't know.
Yeah.
But like Stan Waterman's is in there.
Right.
Okay.
Stan.
So
man,
he's
sure.
going to be in there. And there's a few other people that are like surprises going to be there today.
Yeah. Can I? I heard a rumor that there could be a very famous person.
Yeah, that's
up.
Why I'm being careful what to say right now.
Because you'll shoot me if I say it, right?
Right.
Wow, okay.
We have an unveiling for that person at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
There's a beautiful granite headstone.
Yeah.
Going to be done right over here.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so that's going on at 5.
Okay, so we'll have to wait till next week to share with everybody
yes.
what that is.
Yes.
But
yes.
I'll tell you what, if it's what I think it is, I'll be there.
He's going to be hot.
That will be an incredible thing to see and witness and be a part of.
You know what else is going
Chicago.
On today?
What's that?
Tonight, when everything's all over,
mm-hmm.
Pup, I think you're involved. You're playing tonight at the Cayman party?
You betcha.
We got jamming music going on at Cayman party tonight.
Nice.
Yeah, that's over at the Hyatt. Yeah,
that's the party to be at
yes.
tonight. That's after the film festival.
Yes, it is.
Got it. So, you know, there's tons of activities to participate in if you're in the Chicagoland area or if you travel to the area. And if you're hearing this right now, by the way, it's not too late to get down here.
No, you got plenty of time. And one other special for the people in Chicago, we have a Patrick Kane jersey we're raffling off. And the jersey is really nice, and it's signed by Patrick.
Excellent. All right. Well, Pat, I know you got a lot of stuff to do. If you want to just hang out by the mermaids, I do need an extra
bodyguard. Yeah, I'm a little cold right now, so I'm going to go warm up.
Okay, very good. And let's start talking to some of these other people here at the show. Hey, Jerry Beatty, come on over. See, this is a great opportunity to catch up with some good friends. Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine was just walking by. Jerry, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great, Greg. Really good.
Long time no see since the Galapagos. It was you and me, man.
Yeah, we
swimming
were out
with
there.
The killer whales.
Killer whales everywhere. It was unbelievable.
Explorer Ventures. You know, that's one of the trips that somebody could actually win.
Yeah?
I mean, I think you win
is
a voucher.
That right?
That with that raffle, and you can apply it to whatever trip with Explorer Ventures that you want to do.
They're not going to think it's weird. My name's in there 97 times, do you?
I don't think so.
You don't think they'll notice
it? No, no. They just won't pick your name. That's all.
Yeah.
They know you. They know how to filter you out of the mix.
You still talking about that trip, Greg? You still telling that story?
Oh, my God. Are you with the killer whales? Is that what you're talking about?
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got to share it. You know what? Let me hear it from your perspective.
I mean, where do you start with that one?
All right, hold on. We'll take a break and then we'll go there. Next, as we broadcast live from Our World Underwater in Chicago.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You're already listening to it, so why not take the plunge and live it? It's the Scuba Life, and it's coming from the dive pros at the new NASSIE Worldwide. At scubalife.com, you can live, connect, and explore dive training, travel, equipment, and more. From the casual diving enthusiast to the full-time dive professional, scubalife.com will be your new resource for everything you need to maximize your underwater adventures. Witness history on February 19th at Our World Underwater in Chicago when the Scuba Radio Mermaids turn it on. That's thescubalife.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters and take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com.
Dude, an ancient sunken city.
Could it possibly be? Are the old legends true? It's the fabled lost city of Atlanta.
Howdy, y'all.
I'll take you to my island, show you lots of good time. I'll take you around the world and be proud that you are mine. I'll buy you lots of things, buy you lots of diamond rings. And anything you want, that's why I have to sing. Into Ilucha, oh yeah. Into Inagua, been there too. Into Long Island, all around the Bahamas. And Bahama, and Walker's Key. So come go with me, come on, to Bimini. Everybody, let me hear ya. Do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, show ya, come on, good music, hey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Dave and Bimini at Guy Harvey's New Outpost Resort. We'll talk to him in just a bit, get an update. Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine is with me at Our World Underwater right now here in Chicago. And, Jerry, we were just reflecting a little bit on our adventure in the Galapagos last time we got to dive together. Actually, one of the – well, no, we did Dominica, but we don't get to dive together too much. But we did the Galapagos with Explorer Ventures, and we encountered killer whales. So I told this story several times on the show, but tell me it from your perspective to see if you remember it the same way I do.
I've told a lot of war stories about diving in the past. 85% of them are true. Nobody's going to believe this one.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Oh,
yeah, no, it's the last dive of the trip, and we had pretty much wrapped it up and thought we'd seen what we saw.
Right.
And then we go out for this dive. We're not expecting much, and we get into a group of manta rays. They were everywhere.
Yes.
Some as big as a house.
Yeah,
blocking
nice.
Out the sun.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. We were totally happy with the dive right there, right then, ready to just call it a day.
Mm-hmm.
When all of a sudden the pot of seals comes in, and these seals come in and they're darting left and darting right. We're wondering why they're so upset.
Right.
And now the manta rays are getting upset when all of a sudden 8 killer whales come breaching into the water all around the divers.
Yeah.
I was hanging there in my black wetsuit, looking at my colorful fins, and realized I felt very seal-like.
Yes, and they are killer whales.
There's a reason they call them killer whales.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
luckily we didn't find out that day.
Well, and then it was so great. We all got out of the water because we thought it was the best idea.
Yeah.
And we followed them on the surface for, almost an hour, 40 minutes?
Yeah, yeah. We hung out with them for an hour, just cruised along with our pungas,
yeah.
Our little inflatables, and followed this pod of killer whales. And it was a surreal Discovery Channel-like experience, wasn't it?
Absolutely incredible. And I don't expect anybody to believe us, Greg. I mean, that just doesn't happen.
Well,
right?
I got video.
Oh, we have it on video.
We do.
I
just released the new Scuba Radio theme song video. I don't know if you've seen this, but it's up on the website now. It was released worldwide last week.
Awesome.
And I have that killer whale footage in the stock piles now that I've gotten this first one off that's 6 months behind, by the way. But now I can finally get to that and hopefully get that up on the website soon. And
awesome.
We'll relive it again.
Awesome. I've been down in Belize for a while, so I'll catch that next week. I'm going to be around.
Absolutely.
I'll look for it.
So you're going to Belize from here?
No, we just got back from Belize. Came here from Belize.
Okay. So where are you off to next after being here in Chicago?
You know, I think I'm going to go...
Someplace warm.
That's the best way to put it.
Exactly. But it's not bad here today.
It's beautiful.
Chicago, this is probably the warmest it has ever been that I can recall here for the Chicago Dive Show.
Yeah, and you know, we worry about nice days because people tend to stay outside up here. They don't get many nice
That's
days.
That's right. 50 degrees is like summer here in Chicago in February, isn't it?
But look at this place. It's just packed with divers, and they're all looking for their next trip and their next piece of gear. It's just great.
That's right. And let's talk about that, because standing next to you is my buddy Dan Emke from Oceanic, and Hollis and Aries. He's here for the whole crew. And Dan, good to see you again. How are you, my friend?
Good, Greg. Good to see you in the Windy City again. But
yes.
I can't really say it's a Windy City, because they say it's about 55 degrees out and sunshine, blue sky. But
what do you
I can't
think?
Really verify that either, Greg, because there's about 10,000 people in the aisles, and I can't get to a window to look outside.
Well, do you really want to look outside when your view is of three beautiful
Scuba
Radio mermaids?
No, we're having a good time here. We've got the mermaids here, and got Neil Watson with the mermaids as usual, and
it doesn't
get better than that.
And you know, I got to point out, Dan and Oceanic have been really great to notice the talent that we have here on the show. Not mine, but he actually borrowed Mermaid Tony for a little photo shoot, and there's a full size stand-up of Tony modeling. It's the new Oceanic wetsuits, I think, or what?
Yeah, she's modeling wetsuits. She's a beautiful lady with a beautiful attitude, and we've got her in some of our ads in Dive Training Magazine. That you'll see her in that magazine all year long.
Yes, it's a good thing. Sharing the love for sure. Now I know you guys are showcasing a lot of new products here at Our World Underwater. That's why people come to see the new and great stuff here at the dive shows, and what are you guys focusing on at this show in particular?
Right now we're focusing on a new line of thermal protection that we're bringing out called LavaCore. It's great for below water and topside. It's just a very unique product that is filling a really really good niche in our market right now. Again, it's a system that standalone warm water for thermal protection, or it's an excellent system for layering.
Yes, you gave me one of these shirts, and it is. It less is more kind of thing. You think, oh, well, this wouldn't do anything, but it actually has some kind of face age. I don't know what keeps you. Are there little men in here that warm you up or something? What is this? Some kind of high technology?
I can't tell you. I'd have to kill
nanotechnology
you.
Nanotechnology or something like that.
I can't tell you
right?
Technology. I'd have to kill you, Greg, and I like it too much for that.
Oh, well, I appreciate that for sure. At least wait till we get off the air.
Okay.
Yeah, I got another couple hours to do here, Dan. But, yeah, it's good stuff. So that's on display here. And I know we're getting ready to do some other stuff with Oceanic. And we're going to try to head up to HQ there maybe after the Seattle show in April and do a little, I don't know, a bonding session. You think?
No, we're looking forward to that. But before I go, there's a story I'd like to tell about one of our close friends, Neil Watson, if I might bore everybody with some details here.
First of all, if it includes Neil Watson, surely it's not going to bore anyone. But the question is it arable?
I'll try to tame it back a little bit here.
Okay,
but give it
your best shot.
Neil's been a friend of the company for quite a long time. And,
right.
I like sending gear out to Neil because anybody can break it. Neil's going to break it.
Sure.
He has that kind of a diving attitude. But so we have the Lava Core we're bringing out about 2 months ago. I sent a full suit out to Neil. And I got a call the day he got it. He said, "Dan," he said, I just put this suit on." And he said, "I'm looking in the mirror, and I look so good that I do me." I said, "Well,
no, wait a minute. I've heard him say that when he was wearing a bathing suit."
And I did.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I didn't want it to go that far, but we all know Neil, so we know it went that far.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, hey, so much for it being arable.
Once a Marine, always a Marine.
Yes. I love it. Well, hey, that sounds like a true Neil Watson story. And obviously, Neil is here. And we got to talk to him, too, don't we, Dan?
Absolutely. I'm going to turn it over to Neil.
All right, buddy. Well, good luck with the Lava Core stuff. And obviously, you can see that here at Our World Underwater and the Oceanic Pavilion here at the Dive Show.
Everybody come on down if you can make it. It's tough to walk through the aisles. The aisles are packed. But you know, if you have the attitude to come down, come on down.
Yeah, OurWorldUnderwater.com. All right, Neil Watson's next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are at Our World Underwater. By the way, you want to check out information on this dive show, the largest dive show in the Midwest, ourworldunderwater.com is the place to go. All right, now I'm with my buddy Neil Watson. We spent New Year's Eve in Bimini together. We've had so many adventures, it's scary, and I'm honored to have him as a friend. But, of course, it's always great just to have someone to warm up to if it's cold up here in Fiji. I mean, in Chicago.
Fiji, Chicago. Yes. Yeah, that's an easy mistake to make.
Exactly. It feels like Fiji here in Chicago.
Well, actually, I tell you, I mean, I've been doing this show 30 years, and this is hands down the warmest I've ever seen it.
It's
harder to talk to people to come down to the Caribbean, I mean, when it's this nice.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, I don't know, 55 versus 80.
Water temperature.
I think you got plenty of
zero
stuff
to versus sell. 85. Yeah, I think we're safe.
Yeah, I think you're still good. I think there's a few people here in Chicago who would like to take you up on your offer to go to the Bahamas, hang out in Bimini or wherever. How is the Big Game Club doing?
The Big Game is jamming. We're cranking. I tell you, we just Guy Harvey just graciously donated like $4,000 to replace like 20 of the mooring buoys out there. The pins are there, but the buoys haven't been maintained. They're gone. So we're working on that project and working on a little shark dive and tweaking the boat, and we're good to go.
Excellent. Now, I think it's biggamebimini.com, biggameclubbimini.com.
Yes,
right.
It is.
Okay, so check it out on the web, or go to neilwatson.com. You can get there.
That'll work, too.
Yeah, he has several places you can go to that also includes Bimini. So, it's looking really good for a Saturday afternoon here in Chicago.
It's a great show. Hey, it's looking really good where I'm at. I don't know about the rest of the show, but I'm looking at three mermaids.
Backside,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. And I'm looking at those three mermaids, and I'm standing here.
Now,
thinking,
what do you think are our collectible mermaid parts?
I'm standing here looking at the three mermaids and me thinking, foursome. If they don't want to, I could foursome.
Oh, boy. All right, we got these mermaid cards. We got Mirth Days to celebrate. That's all coming up next after the Dan tip. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 222. Hey, fun lovers, just a friendly reminder that your snorkel makes a handy party straw.
Hey, bud, let's party.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it is time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What are we reminding divers of today, Nick?
Today's on the importance of making sure that non-divers in their lives are informed.
Divers are allowed to hang out with non-divers?
It's a bold new world, Greg. Seriously, I'd like to talk a little bit more about the importance of educating non-divers on diving injuries and how to respond.
That's actually not a bad idea.
I try to keep my bad ideas to a minimum.
Why is it so important that non-divers have a basic diving education?
Well, think about it. Many of the warning signs of dive-related injuries may not even appear until several hours after the dive is finished. By then, the divers have usually left the dive site and are home or back in a hotel, commonly surrounded by non-divers. There may not be anyone but a non-diver available to help or give information to care providers.
Wouldn't that be intimidating to them?
As the saying goes, knowledge is power. And just like gaining knowledge and skills increases your confidence as a diver, teaching non-divers what they need to know increases their confidence and their ability to assist in the event of an emergency.
Okay, what all do they need to know?
Let's start with some basics. They should know the signs and symptoms of dive-related injuries. Things like joint pain, numbness, skin rashes. They should know what those signs could mean and what to do about them. As non-divers gain confidence and understanding about dive-related illnesses and injuries, they may even learn how to administer emergency oxygen. At the very least, non-divers should know how to call for help.
What else would be helpful for them to know?
Well, it would be great if they knew some basic first aid and life support, including the ABCs of life support, CPR, and the use of AEDs.
That's good training to have even if you have nothing to do with diving.
Absolutely. You never know when first aid training will come in handy.
Now, if you had to choose the single most important thing for a non-diver to know, what would it be, Nick?
The Dan Emergency Hotline. If the non-diver does nothing else but contact Dan, we can help gather the information on the injured diver and facilitate assistance from there.
Why don't you remind folks what the number for the Dan Emergency Hotline is?
919-684-9111.
What's the biggest misconception you hear from non-divers about getting any sort of dive training?
The biggest misconception is that the non-diver is going to have to learn how to scuba dive in order to take care of diving accidents. And that just isn't the case. When it comes to getting an education that will allow the non-diver to help in an emergency, there's no water work involved. Most basic first aid and life support training courses take only a few hours. And obviously, it's training that you can use beyond diving. And you can take first aid, CPR, and AED training from a variety of sources. Or you can take one of the DAN training programs, which will obviously bring the diving application in as a significant focus.
It sounds like educating the non-divers in your life is actually a very easy way to increase your own safety.
Not to mention your peace of mind, whether you're in or out of the water.
A lot of divers forget what a great support non-divers can be, but they can be invaluable, especially in an emergency, and definitely if you're the only diver among your family and friends. Teaching the non-divers in your life about diving injuries and how to help if you incur one can make a big difference to everyone involved. You spend a lot of time educating yourself. Don't forget to encourage education in those around you. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents.
Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, we are back in Chicago, and I got to tell you, we were at the Dan video shoot in the Keys last couple days. We're going to tell you all about that next week, but it was quite an adventure. Mermaid Tony was featured prominently as a unconscious diver. I played a dead guy, and I outdid her. She did, like, unconscious diver. I did one that was kind of have to be revived. I think I was a better dead person than Mermaid Tony. Now, maybe she looks better in a mermaid tail than I do. But as far as playing a dead person, I think I got her beat. Glenn from Kona Honu Divers from Hawaii is with us, and you'll back me up on that. I think you would believe me on that, wouldn't you, Glenn?
Oh, these girls are just awesome. They're just so pretty. I don't know how you ever get all these beautiful girls out here, Greg.
Yeah, everybody says that. Like, it's so amazing that I'd have beautiful girls being able to follow me around. Like what am I, chopped liver or something? Come on, look at me, Glenn. Drink it in, my friend.
Well, you're not bad for 85 years old.
Okay, thanks. All right, and what do you think of these mermaid cards? We got collectible mermaid cards now.
All we
got
to do is get the girls to sign them for us.
Yeah.
So mermaids to sign them.
And you take them home,
a
little souvenir to keep yourself warm at night in Chicago. But you don't have to worry about that in Hawaii so much.
Absolutely not. You know, when I got here, I believe the temperature was almost 100 degrees difference between Kona, Hawaii, and Chicago.
Really? It felt that bad,
huh? Yeah, it was a while back. It was last month.
Okay. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I heard about that.
But
they get a little snowed under.
And the dive show is unbelievable. Look at all these wonderful people all around. They've come from all over the Midwest here just to come to this show. And Pat Hammer, what a wonderful guy.
He's done a great job once again. For a dive show. And you're here exhibiting with Kona Honu Divers.
Absolutely, And we've had a real good turnout over at our booth. This is one of the better shows that we've attended so far this year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what they say is the number one dive site in Chicago is O'Hare International Airport, right?
Exactly.
And so I'm sure one of the places that are very popular is flying to Hawaii, to Kona.
Exactly, yeah. There's only one stop, you know, probably either in Phoenix or in the California area, and then on to Kona.
Yes, so. And you were telling me earlier that you got a report last night on the manta night dive. How many?
We had 16 manta rays.
Wow.
16, and they're there almost every night.
Every night. And when I was out there, we had 17, I believe, 16 or 17.
That's right, yeah.
I want to go back out there and do that. None of these mermaids here have been
Bring all of them.
Yeah, okay, bring them all. Girls, you're going to Hawaii. I want to go to Hawaii. Yay!
That's their famous wine. I want to go to Hawaii.
Yes. Well, who doesn't? I mean, Glenn, I'll let you get back to it. Good seeing you. Get it. KonaHonuDivers.com.
Exactly.
Go there. Thanks, find out more information about going to that little place in paradise for sure. All right. Now, we got a few special events to cover on today's show. Alan from the Scuba Life is with me right now. And, Alan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing excellent. We're having a great show, and we're happy to be here with Scuba Radio.
Yes. Now, we've been talking about this last couple weeks, this Scuba Life concept, this new website, Porthole for Divers. Whether you're learning to dive and brand new to the activity, or you're a full-fledged professional, this is the place to go, right?
Absolutely. And hopefully today the girls will turn on the website and we'll all be happy campers.
We're going to have the mermaids literally flip the switch on a brand new website worldwide right here at Our World Underwater live on the radio, right?
You bet. That's
why we're here. Where is the switch?
Can we have the switch, please?
The switch. We need the switch. Bring the switch over. Okay, I'm looking at this is kind of like a Frankenstein monster type of contraption you got wired up here, Glenn. What is this?
Alan. It's actually a wireless knife switch, which will activate the website by the latest technology of wireless command.
Okay, all right, and we're going to have the mermaids do this and make literally radio history, right?
I would believe so.
All right, and we got three mermaids. I don't know if we can have them all do a pick one. Which mermaid would you like? Well, actually, let's narrow it down to our birthday girls.
Our birthdays, girls.
We have Tony and Alicia.
I think they should do it together. Doesn't everybody want two mermaids?
Okay. He wants the tag team, ladies. All right, so set that switch between the two girls. And let them flip the switch of this new website, thescubalife.com. It'll go worldwide live on the web when we do this. Are you ready? Get your hands on the handle, both of you. On the count of three, flip the switch, and let's see what happens. One, two, three.
Ow!
Oh, my God. They didn't even flinch. That sucked.
We both got them, too.
That was like much to do about nothing. But hey, you know, it was cool, and now the website is live, right?
That is correct. We have to wait for the radio signals to get to the servers, but as soon as that happens, the website will be live, and we can't thank the birthday girls enough for making that happen.
Yes, well, they've done their duty at least partially. For the afternoon. We got a whole hour and plus to celebrate. Do you have any suggestions on what we could do for these girls for their one-year anniversary, their mirth day?
I think they need to comfort the race car driver over there,
yes.
Ray Black Jr. and Team Scuba number 19 car. He needs to get a little birthday celebration.
Yeah, well, I'm wondering who's going to benefit from these birthday presents. Him or her or them?
It's a team effort.
It's a team. It's Team Scuba. And we'll talk about that next. Stay close. More from Chicago.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
If you ask a dive guide to show you a seahorse and they reply with, what color? Well, chances are you're diving in Dominica. No crowds, just superb diving in untouched reefs, the way it should be. Within minutes from shore, walls plunge over 500 meters and pinnacles rise up from the depths. Seahorses, frogfish, flying gannards, even whales can be seen year-round in Dominica. And the topside attractions will blow your mind. Go to discoverdominica.com for more info. That's discoverdominica.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Bula. That's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Well, Joe, he's all smiles and fun till we get out on the sea. About the time the waves start rocking is the time his face turns green. Even when the weather's nice, no matter how smooth the ride, you'll always find my buddy Joe hanging off the side. So I said, Joe, while you're busy getting sick and heaving on the crew, I wanted you to know that I appreciate you too. I know that you get seasick, but I'm sure glad you come. You're not just my buddy, you're my chum. That's right. You're not just my buddy, you're my chum.
All right, I love it.
Somebody's that is the scuba cowboy. Well, okay, they can feed the fishes if they want. It ain't going to be me. It would be Joe. Okay, me, I've done that a couple times. It's on video, I know. I'm sorry. But watch it anyway. Okay, now look, we are at Our World Underwater in Chicago. And as you heard, Alan and the gang there from the Scuba Life, we just flipped the switch on this new website. Ray Black Jr. and the Team Scuba group are behind this effort as well. And Ray, you saw the mermaids flip the switch. The Mirth Day celebration has begun. And I put you between them for a reason. It's their Mirth Day. So right now is your opportunity as a representative from Team Scuba to give the girls some kind of Mirth Day present. Now, is it your presence? It's just your presence is clearly enough, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I mean, if you want to do a lap dance, you're welcome to it. No, no pressure. He's going to kill me. And he's in his food. But there's a, I got this bear. I got a mermaid barrier. It's kind of like a safety thing I got from Dan, you know? Okay, good. I'll leave it at that. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah, you racing much? You getting out there in the Team Scuba car and winning some races, or how you been doing?
Our first race is next weekend.
Next weekend, okay.
So once that gets underway, we'll have a lot of races ahead of us.
Excellent. How many you got on the docket this year?
Probably a minimum of 12.
Nice.
And then more.
Yeah, I see the car has a brand new paint job with the Scuba Life on it and the whole thing.
Yeah.
It looks very stylish.
Yeah.
There's been like a water graphic added to it to give it a little bit more scuba theme, I guess, right?
Yeah, it makes it stick out more.
It makes it stick out more. You want to be out in front like that. You want to stick out. That's
definitely.
That's what she said. Right?
Yeah.
Hey! All right, thank you. I'll be here all week. Help yourself. Tony?
To the hot, cold salad bar.
All right, thank you. Very good. Okay, but are you enjoying the show there, Ray?
Yeah, I'm having fun.
What do you think of our mermaid pod this year? Have we upgraded since last year, or is it new and improved? Or?
Yeah, new and improved.
New and improved. Okay, he's liking what he sees, ladies. All right, well, thank you, Ray. Thank you so much for doing your Team Scuba thing. Go win some races, and we'll see you on TV, all right?
All right, thank you.
All right. Hand it over there to Mermaid Tony. Let's bring, where's Dan? Dan, there he is. Dan from Dan. Is here, good friend of the show, and he. As a matter of fact, I wasn't sure you were going to make it up here.
Well, actually, I was down in Florida.
I know.
In the Keys. Yeah. Just a few days ago.
Right.
In a presentation at the Diving History Museum down there.
So you've just been traveling the world.
I have.
You're gallivanting all over. How was
for
it?
For a good purpose.
Yes.
Actually, it was very, very good. The museum is a nice place to visit, and they had a huge crowd that turned out.
Excellent.
Actually, the room they used was completely full. They had to set some chairs up out in the display area and even had standing room only.
Excellent.
So it was really very good. They did a great job promoting it.
Nice little facility down there in Isla Mirada.
Absolutely.
Yes, right on US-1, you go down there and literally tour through the history of diving.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We've got a great series of displays on diving helmets, and it's just a great place to visit.
Now, what are you doing here in Chicago?
Well, I did a presentation earlier today, and it was a presentation on fatalities, which is similar to what I gave down there in the Keys.
Right.
I was also, by videotape, doing a presentation for the Disabled Diver Symposium that they had. I couldn't actually be there because of my flight schedule, so I actually videotaped about a five-minute segment for them because started training disabled divers many, many years ago back in the early 1970s.
Excellent. And you know, if you haven't had the opportunity to see Dan on the road, like the Dan Show, that's kind of what he has. He travels around sharing the joy of Dan and all the research and things that you do, like, you know, the fatality workshop or seminar, which you did on the liveaboard last year.
Yes, absolutely right. Yeah.
And you're going to join us again in September.
Yeah, actually,
in Sava.
I will be doing it on the boat with you guys again.
We're going to compare, because Mermaid Tony's going to be on the boat as well, which one plays a better dead person on film.
Oh, that's going to be interesting. We'll have to see.
Did you hear about this?
No, I didn't hear about it.
Yeah, you know, they were shooting some new Dan video, workshop videos.
Oh, was she really? She was the dead person.
I was too.
Oh, you were too?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I outperformed her.
They weren't trying to revive you. They were trying to revive her.
Well, they tried.
They tried.
Yeah, but I think they might have tried harder on her.
Oh, okay.
They wanted me to just lay there.
So she didn't have the brain damage, but you did. Or
maybe.
Nothing noticeable.
Anyway, yeah.
So.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for chiming in. I hate you. All right, so well, maybe we'll have to compare notes on that. We could have a professional watching over the two of us.
Absolutely.
And we can
be watching every move.
Contest.
Especially her, not you.
Yeah, well, I'm sure. But yeah, that's September 17th with Explore Ventures and Dan, and your wife will join us,
Betty. Betty will be there too, yeah.
And we're going to just have a big old time. You can be on board and see one of the seminars, hang out and dive with Dan for a week.
Yeah, we had a great time the last trip. It was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, well, this one is going to be special.
Oh, that's
cool. The liveaboard trip we're doing in Save Cuba and St. Kitts area. Oh, my God. It's an amazing itinerary, Dan.
Nice.
You are going to love it. Because you've never been to that part of the world to dive, huh?
No, I've been to a lot of other places, but not there.
Well, there you go. It'll be a treat. But if you're listening, there's still some spots on the boat, and you can all you have to do is go to exploreadventures.com and book it, and you can join. Mermaid Tony's going to be on board, myself, and of course, the folks from Dan and a few Scuba Radio listeners will do a live show, have a Dan seminar or two.
Going to be a great time.
And maybe even have a drink after the day diving
maybe
day.
Maybe one.
Just a little sip of wine.
Purposes
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. See, he's a professional. He can do this stuff. All right, we got an hour of Our World Underwater broadcasting to do still. Stay close. The Mirth Day celebration continues. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
God, I love the sun.